Trinadavi sunichena charariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. I like to begin my lectures with that prayer by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the third Shikshastakam, because it puts me in the proper mood. As I've been saying for the past few months, one of my latest realizations is a line from the prayers that we sing every morning to Tulsi Devi. Please allow me the privilege of devotional service. So any activity that we are doing to serve God, that is a privilege. And when something's a privilege, then the mentality should be one of cherishing and one of appreciation and gratitude. And of course, the first item of knowledge that is stated by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, humility. You'll find in chapter 13, Krishna gives a list of 18-19 different items of knowledge. The first one is humility. So I'm sitting on an elevated seat, and this seat is known as Vyasasana. That means that I have to present the philosophy of the person whose the seat is named after, Srila Vyasadeva. He is the compiler of the Vedic knowledge. And anyone who speaks on the Vedas has to represent the conclusion of Vyasadeva. I'm going to be speaking tonight on a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which was given to us by Srila Vyasadeva. And not only that, but I must also present the subject matter following in the line of my spiritual master, our spiritual master, the founder acharya of this movement, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I must also be tolerant. No matter what is happening, I have to remain tolerant. I must give respect to everyone, because Krishna is in your heart. So I have to recognize that God is in your heart, so therefore I have to respect you as such, that you are carrying God. And the last item in that prayer, I must kick out and reject any thought of people praising me. That's not what I have to be thinking about. I am a postman. The postman takes the letter and puts it in your box. So my job is to be a postman for Vyasadeva and Srila Prabhupada. I will try to do that as best as I can. I will try to speak on what I have learned in these 40 plus years of trying to practice Krishna consciousness. Then I usually follow by this other mantra, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. We are living in the age of Kali, the age of quarrel, confusion, strife. And the age of Kali is an ocean of bad things, one after another, wave after wave of bad news and bad occurrences. But there is one good thing about this age, and that is simply by chanting the holy name of God, one can achieve all success, all perfection. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the system as given to us by Prabhupada. Before speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, we chant the sacred 12-syllable mantra. There are many, many mantras, 8-syllable mantra, 12. Maha mantra that we chant is 32 syllables. But this is the 12-syllable mantra. I would ask everyone, please, raise your hands and repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you very much. My style of preaching is such that as much as possible, as soon as I am prompted, I try to engage you in chanting the name of God. That also tells me how I'm doing. That if I get a good, quick response, that means I'm doing my job. Tonight's verse that I have selected, I'm taking you back to the dawn of creation, some millions of years ago. This material cosmic manifestation has been going through a cycle of creation, maintenance, and dissolution. And it's been going on for millions and millions and millions and will continue. So, at the dawn of this particular creation, the engineer of the universe, not the creator is God. God gives the ingredients by which the engineer constructs this universe. That engineer is known as Lord Brahma. He is the most intelligent person in the universe at that time. And he's empowered by God to engineer the construction of the universe. So, in order to do that, he has to be blessed and empowered by God, and he offers prayers, as we find in this third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is my favorite in this particular chapter, that Brahma is offering prayers to God, Narayan. Everybody say?
Narayan.
Very good, excellent. I forgot my bell. I would ring my bell, but I was in a hurry, so I forgot. So he offered many prayers, and this is my personal favorite. So first I will chant this Sanskrit shloka, because chanting Sanskrit, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially prayers, they're very, very auspicious. So you benefit by hearing, I benefit by hearing and chanting. Daivena teha tadiyo bhavata prasangat sarvashubho pashmanad vimukindraye kuravanti kama sukalesha lavaya dina lobha vibhuta manaso kushalani shashbat. Please repeat, if you would, please. Lord Brahma prayed to Lord Vishnu.
Lord Brahma prayed to Lord Vishnu.
O my Lord.
O my Lord.
Persons who are bereft.
Persons who are bereft.
Of the all auspicious performance.
Of the all auspicious performance.
Of chanting and hearing.
Of chanting and hearing.
About your transcendental activities. Are certainly unfortunate and are bereft of good sense. They engage in inauspicious activities, enjoying sense gratification for a very little while. So before I read to you Prabhupada's purport, the way I like to do things is I give a pre-talk. I give a explanation that sets the stage so that you're ready to completely hear Prabhupada's purport. Is that all right? If you are in favor of that, say, Hare Krishna. So, Lord Brahma, he is offering these prayers to God. God is the Supreme Person. He is the origin of everything. He is known by innumerable names, as we learn from Lord Chaitanya's second prayer. Namna makari bahuda nijasara vashakti. That the Lord has millions and millions of names, and in each of those names there are specific potencies. So, Brahma is praying to Lord Vishnu, and there is a science to praying. So by the first utterance, O my Lord, he's placing himself in the humble position. That is the right mood of prayer and petitioning. First, one has to submit, surrender, become humble. Now, he says, he's talking about not you. He's talking about persons who are not devotees. You are devotees. Otherwise, you would not come here. You're a devotee. You're a devotee because you want to develop love of God. That is one way of defining what is a devotee. Somebody who wants to increase their love of God. That's why you come here. That's why I come here. So Brahma is talking about other kinds of people. You probably know many such people. They're not interested in God consciousness, love of God. So as Brahma says, they are bereft of the all auspicious performance. Yes, everybody wants good things in their life. Everybody wants that. But Brahma is saying that chanting and hearing about God is all auspicious. Everything you could possibly want, you can get by hearing and chanting about God. God has activities. He's not impersonal. He's not a stone statue. No. He is a person. And he has activities. He has characteristics. He has attributes. He has devotees, servants, friends, lovers. And we are trying to promote ourselves to that status. We are trying to become, as Prabhupada once said when I sang that song at the beginning, Jaya Radha. So one time Prabhupada was explaining that. And very nicely he says that we can become one of the Gopi Janas. We can become one of the close personal associates of God. It's possible. When you come to this movement, you're getting an opportunity to become a close personal associate of God, the greatest person. So the way to do that, hearing and chanting about God. So there are two main books in this connection where you can hear and chant about the words, activities of God. Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada's mission was to write this Srimad Bhagavatam and put it in such a way that anyone could easily access it. That is Prabhupada's genius. That he was able to translate the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in such a way that anyone, just by reading it, will have access to the kingdom of God, the transcendental platform. And Lord Chaitanya emphasizes hearing and chanting. That is our whole movement. Hearing and chanting. So I preach this constantly. I practice it myself. That's another instruction of Lord Chaitanya. Before I can preach, I have to also practice it myself. Yes, Hare Krishna. If I practice it myself, then when I say something, it will have some potency. So I have, in my own life, every day, I try to spend as much time as I can hearing and chanting about God. Psychologists will tell you, oh, you must spend quality time with your family members. If you want to have a good family, you should spend quality time. So I use that same logic, yes. You should spend quality time. Say hello to my little friend. Quality time with this. Quality time with the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day. Prabhupada writes, just like every day you eat 2-3 meals a day. So don't starve the soul, you. The soul also needs to be nourished. But what nourishes the soul? Hearing and chanting. And you all know, there's a difference between eating fast food and a meal that's cooked at home in love. Big difference. If you eat at fast food, you don't know what they did behind the curtain. You have no idea. But it's, you're in a hurry, okay, anything. But you don't know what you're eating. But you come home, nowadays, times have changed. Either the husband or the wife, or together, they make them, that's the best romance. Husband and wife together, cooking. You make a nice meal, and then, like my wife, she likes to have candles, nice mood, sit down, have a nice meal. Of course, have to offer it to Krishna first. That's important. But you want to have a nice quality meal, you turn off the cell phones. Not that you're... No. Should be nice. Then you feel very refreshed after eating. So the soul also needs to be nourished and refreshed. So we should spend quality time chanting every day, quality time reading the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way you are properly cultivating your creeper of devotion, your bhakti lata bij. It's our obligation. The spiritual master plants the seed of devotion in the heart at the time of initiation. But after that, then it's my and your, our responsibility to take care of that seed. So therefore, quality time in chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And there should not be any excuse. We make time to eat, we take time for so many things, then I must also take time to hear and chant every day nicely, not starve. The soul should not fast. The body, that okay, you can fast, but no fasting for the soul. In fact, the soul should be overfed. The soul should be stuffed. So much. Look at Gaur Nithai on the altar. They are so much hearing and chanting, they're intoxicated with love of God. So no fasting of the soul. The soul should be gorged more and more and more. Don't worry. You cannot chant too much. Not a problem. You can overeat. That's easy. I should know. But when it comes to chanting and hearing and preaching and doing service, just like you like to do service, right? Yes. I know her. So she likes to go to different temples and she does service. And you enjoy that, right? It gives you good, you feel nice satisfaction inside. Yes, because that's the nature of spiritual life. Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, pratyaksha bhagamam dharmyam. This is one of the main reasons why I have joined this philosophy, this movement. Because I don't have to wait till after I die. No. I'm getting the dividends now. Even Prabhupada told us, don't buy a post-dated check. Me, I want my dividends now. After that first samosa, this is the movement for me. So, I have so much 40 years experience. If I do quality hearing and chanting, I get immediate effect. I know, I'm feeling nice. Like they have that expression, warm and fuzzy. Yes, you get that from nicely hearing and chanting every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But the non-devotees, instead of hearing and chanting, they are unfortunate. Why is that? Brahma says, the reason why they're not engaging in hearing and chanting is because they're chasing a mirage. They're going after something that promises happiness, but they never get it. It's a mirage. It looks, that looks very nice. I can enjoy. Maya does not deliver. She promises you the world, but in the end, bupkis. Nada. Nunca. Nothing. You chase and you chase and you chase and you chase for this sense gratification. But as Brahma says, yes, for a very little while. In one statement, Tatalasai Katuvari Bindu Sama. It's like a drop of water in the desert. That is material sense gratification. You're walking in the desert. Walking in the desert. What do you need? I need a bucket of water. I'll give you eyedropper. Okay. You happy now? That's Maya. That's sense gratification. Material existence is just like a desert. We need buckets of water to quench the thirst, but Maya only gives you one little eyedropper. Okay, that's it. Now keep walking. Keep working like a dog. That's Maya. You get sense gratification, but in South America, sometimes I go there, so I have this phrase, poquita, pequeña, poquita. Little, 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 little. Not enough. So, the choice is us. You can have the full nectar, a taste of the full nectar for which you're always anxious, or you can chase the mirage. The choice is yours. When you come to this temple, you will always be reminded, Tamasi Ma Jyotir Gama, come out of the darkness, come out of the mirage, go to the light, go to Krishna, and experience full happiness. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. Can we do it one more time? So are you now ready to hear Prabhupada's purport to this verse? You're ready? I will invoke Prabhupada. Sit properly so that you can hear nicely. Srila Prabhupada says, the next question is why people are against such auspicious activities as chanting and hearing the glories and pastimes of the Lord, which can bring total freedom from the cares and anxieties of material existence? The only answer to this question is that they are unfortunate because of supernatural control due to their offensive activities performed simply for the sake of sense gratification. The Lord's pure devotees take compassion upon such unfortunate persons and in a missionary spirit tried to persuade them into the line of devotional service. Only by the grace of pure devotees can such unfortunate men be elevated to the position of transcendental service. I'm going to speak a little bit about this, but before that, we will have a commercial break. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is a good sign for me, because this melody was sung by Prabhupada, and though I listen to this melody every day, very, very rarely does Krishna inspire me to sing this melody. But because of your association, Krishna allowed me to remember. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So on the last part of the purport, Prabhupada was talking about how the devotee is compassionate. And Srila Prabhupada taught us that by his personal example, day after day after day. He taught us that one of the symptoms of a devotee is that the devotee cannot stand to see someone else without this gift of Krishna consciousness. The devotee has compassion. Just like we don't want to see child running and the car coming. We do whatever we can to save the child out of compassion. Anyone here who is a doctor or a nurse, you have this feeling of compassion. So the one of the symptoms of a devotee is that he or she feels for the sufferings of others. And the devotee knows the sufferings of others is only due to lack of Krishna consciousness. That is the root cause of all sufferings in this world. It's a lack of Krishna consciousness. And one who is a true devotee, their whole life is simply, how can I give Krishna consciousness to others? Prabhupada even told us, charity begins at home. So first, I must be compassionate upon myself. First, I have to save myself. First, I have to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. First, I have to fill my soul with love of God. And then, whatever I have, give it. Give it to others. Some people, they don't properly understand what is, as Prabhupada says, missionary spirit, preaching. So, another word, sharing. Sharing means you have something and you want to give to somebody, you share. When you were little children, your mother probably told you, all right, you have, now share with your friends. Even in the Mahabharata, when Arjuna came back with the prize of Draupadi, and he went to see his mother, she said, yes, yes, just share with your brothers. Huh? Yes, exactly what happened. So this concept of sharing means you have something nice and valuable, but you don't hoard it. We have one political party. They're not sharers. They're hoarders. I'm not going to go into it. But a devotee is liberal. Liberal in the sense that he does not keep his Krishna consciousness just for himself. Let everybody else go to hell. It's for me. No. Devotee like Prahlad Maharaj wants to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. And that was Prabhupada's mood. And we saw it day after day, time after time. He simply lived to give Krishna consciousness wherever he could. And Prabhupada once said, if you want to do something, then please carry on what I have given you, continue it, and give it to others. Increase this movement. So that's up to me and you. We all have our little world we live in. We all have our lives. Whatever you can do, in any way that you can, give this gift of love of God, Krishna consciousness, to as many people as you can. And the great thing is, unlike the material world, say somebody has $1,000 and so they decide, okay, I'm going to give 10 people $100. So at the end of the day, he's given his $1,000. His account is now less $1,000. Because it's material. But on this platform of Krishna consciousness, if you give $1,000 worth of Krishna consciousness, at the end of the day, your account has doubled. That is Krishna consciousness. So, don't hesitate. Ma shuchaha. Don't worry. Don't fear. Don't doubt. Give whatever Krishna consciousness you have and give it. Give it. Give it. You'll increase and you will make others happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is there a question in the house? Usually in my classes there's no questions because I speak ABC. Not PhD. Is everybody happy?
Yes.
Shall we do a little more chanting?
Yes.
Good. Can you come a little closer, my friend? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I want to thank you all for being an excellent audience. Why don't you give yourselves a hand? You were a very good audience. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. May Krishna bless you, protect you, and maintain you. Prasadam is served. Class is dismissed. Hare Krishna.